Emotional release at an Alabama prison.
This has been the greatest day of my life.
Police video prompts investigation.
Nobody deserves to be beat like that.
On air, mea culpa.
I crossed the line, I regret it, and I do apologize for that.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Her name is Alice Johnson, a 63-year-old great-grandmother who spent the last two decades in an Alabama prison. Yesterday, for her, the cell bars were opened.
I'm feeling no handcuffs, nothing on me. I'm free to hug my family.
Yes.
Her sentence was commuted just days after reality TV star Kim Kardashian made a case for her when she went to the White House.
I want to thank President Donald John Trump.
Johnson was serving life without parole for drug convictions. She tells CBS This Morning it's a new world.
I'm doing great. I woke up without a bunk bed over my head. That was great. The city has changed a lot. I've noticed people on the phone a lot.
It's not the first time President Trump has acted on the urgings of a celebrity, and CBS's Adriana Diaz tells us.
In a statement, the White House said, while this administration will always be very tough on crime, it believes that those who've paid their debt to society and worked hard to better themselves while in prison deserve a second chance.
An appeal from the Trump administration could be next after a federal court ruling says Washington cannot cut off grant money to Philadelphia because it's a sanctuary city for immigrants. Mayor Jim Kenney.
It is a ruling that prevents a White House run by a bully from bullying Philadelphia into changing its policies.
Other cities have also limited their cooperation with federal immigration agents. One New York headline calls it order to go. A pizza delivery man, an undocumented immigrant from Ecuador, could face deportation. ICE agents were called when he couldn't produce the right ID at a Brooklyn Army base where he was making a delivery. His wife, an American citizen, says it's not fair.
It's cruel that they're going to separate my daughters from him.
He had been told to self-deport by ICE back in 2010. Now to Mesa, Arizona, where CBS's Jamie Yukis says there's an investigation after the police beating of an unarmed man last month.
Newly released police body cam videos show officers ordering Robert Johnson to sit down. When he apparently fails to comply, the officers move in. Three are seen punching Johnson, including several blows to the head. Johnson's attorney says it's a clear case of excessive force.
He wasn't doing anything wrong, and they went over to the wall and they beat him up.
Mesa's police chief is opening a formal investigation and changing police policy.
We will not strike somebody in the face or in the head unless they are showing us active aggression.
In Guatemala, CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is checking on the damage after the deadly volcanic eruption.
This is really painstaking work. They're trying to peel back right now some of the layers of tin roof from this one home that was almost submerged by the toxic flow.
With the threat of more eruptions, the evacuations have quadrupled in size here to now include more than 12,000 people.
The known death toll stands at 99. An earthquake at the summit of the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii set off another eruption. It's capped off a horrifying week of devastation. Civil defense official Talmadge Magno says hundreds of homes have been destroyed, some neighborhoods wiped out.
Vacation land is totally gone. It's covered by lava.
That's one of two oceanfront subdivisions where there's little evidence homes were ever there. Hundreds more evacuations have now been ordered in southwest Colorado as a big wildfire threatens homes in two towns. High heat and strong winds have helped that big fire spread. Inflamed rhetoric brought down the planned Singapore summit last month. It's back on now, of course, but Rudy Giuliani may have stoked some flames when he said yesterday that North Korea's leader begged on his hands and knees to save the summit. Later, he put it this way.
Kim Jong-un changed his position. Said he was going to do denuclearization. Again, we don't have the conditions yet, but at least that's a big shift, and asked to have the meeting again. And that's what I mean by begging for it.
Well, the government's now saying more about the revelation that some American government workers in China suffered medical symptoms a lot like those reported by some U.S. officials in Cuba. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The State Department says it has sent a number of individuals from China back to the U.S. for further evaluation and treatment. It does not list any other confirmed U.S. government employees who have suffered similar symptoms.
America's defense secretary is in Brussels discussing a holiday ceasefire announced by Afghanistan's government in its struggle with the Taliban.
Secretary Mattis is meeting with allies here to discuss the ongoing effort in Afghanistan, and this ceasefire will likely be well received. The ceasefire is only temporary until June 20th, and it's unclear whether the Taliban will abide by the deal. Some critics say it's doubtful Taliban fighters will lay down their weapons. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Brussels.
Well, Samantha Bee was on TV last night for the first time since using a vulgarity to refer to Ivanka Trump last week on TBS.
I'm really sorry that I said that word, but you know what? Civility is just nice words. Maybe we should all worry a little bit more about the niceness of our actions.
She says it distracted from the issue of detaining children who enter the country illegally. Scaling El Capitan in Yosemite National Park can take some elite climbers more than a day. Well, the record for the famed slab of granite was just over 2 hours. That is, until yesterday. Alex Honnold and his climbing partner shattered it.
I wasn't sure that we were actually going that fast until I saw the timer and saw 157 when I got to the top. And I was like, oh, we're doing it. We're doing it.
They did it. They finished at an hour, 58 minutes and 7 seconds. He compares it to running a marathon in under 2 hours. Well, Kevin Durant was the shooting star last night, pushing the Golden State Warriors one win closer to another NBA crown.
Kevin Durant way outside, delivers!
Durant scored 43 in the Warriors' 110-102 win over the Cavaliers in Cleveland on ABC. Golden State leads the NBA Finals now 3-0. It's almost summer, but it could be downright chilly north of the border when President Trump goes there tomorrow. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president heads to Canada to meet with the leaders of countries that have historically been America's strongest allies. But all the other members of the G7 are furious at Mr. Trump for his moves on trade.
I regard this as much like a family quarrel.
Larry Kudlow, the president's top economic advisor, says despite the warnings from economists and many of his fellow Republicans, Mr. Trump is unapologetically advancing the interests of American workers.
People should recognize how serious he is in that respect.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Well, for a while this morning, a security checkpoint was shut down at Houston's Hobby Airport. A suspicious device touched off the concern turned out to be a toy grenade in a Boy Scout's bag. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.